Highbridge Audio presents The Creator's Map by Emilio Calderon, read for you by Tony Chiroldes.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Rome, Winter 1952. I felt both relieved and uneasy that day in late October when I read in the newspaper that Prince Junio Valerio Cima Vivarini had been found decapitated near the Schlegeis Glacier at the foot of Hochfeiler Peak in a remote region of the Austrian Alps. Relieved because with his death, the Second World War finally came to an end for me, even though Europe had already spent 6 years trying to rebuild itself. Uneasy because the last time Junio spoke to Monse, my wife, back in March 1950, he had let her know that if he died under violent circumstances, we would receive certain documents, as well as instructions about what to do with them. And when Monse asked him about the nature of those documents, Junio had said only that they concerned the secret that he could not reveal for your own safety. Junio had been an enthusiastic defender of the Third Reich during the war, so the last thing we wanted was to get ourselves entangled in his affairs. In addition to its personal ramifications for us, Junio's death was widely covered in the press, not only because he was a controversial figure, but because another man, Emanuel Verba, had also been found murdered a few months earlier in the same place and under the same circumstances. The decapitations of Junio and...